Well, Pastor Donnie asked me if I would introduce Connie, and I was thrilled to do it. Connie has a ministry, and most of you, or many of you, have seen her before, called Signs and Wonders Gospel Ministries. Do you know how much boldness it takes to name your ministry that? Really? So the title alone tells you about Connie. She's bold, and the Lord works through her in powerful ways. She's been to many nations, seen just about every sign and wonder you could imagine or hope for. But one of the things that I like the best about Connie is she's consistent and she's faithful. What you see is what you get. And every one of us have been around people, and unfortunately Christians, that wasn't true of. So what you see and what you hear is what Connie is. And she imparts Jesus in a very wonderful and powerful way. Thank you for coming, Connie.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited to come congregate with in the presence of the Lord with you. I got one of the greatest jobs in the whole world because I get to go share Jesus with people. Amen. The good news. There's no better news, is there, Pastor? No better news. And God has a word for you today. And actually, the Lord gave me this word a while back, and he had me begin to develop the word specifically for you as a congregation and as you as individuals. Amen. So, Pastor, I thank you so much for having me here today. I thank you that I can come share Jesus with your church. Amen. The last time I started coming to the CSRA about 6 or 7 years ago, about twice a year, been coming down to this area ministry. I see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of new faces, and it's really good to be here. The last time I was here was in September last year. And what a lot of people didn't know is that I was in severe pain the whole time I was here. I had had an issue with my back. I had been going to a chiropractor. I had been going to the doctor. I went to see a surgeon, had MRI, and the doctor said that my spine was slipping every time I bent forward, and it was bone rubbing against bone. And he said, "I'm sorry, but you're going to have surgery." I said, "I'm sorry, but my God is a healer. You haven't met my God. His name is Jesus. Amen. And he's the healer of healers. There is nothing wrong with going to the doctor, but Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my healer." So last year, for about 8 months, I was in excruciating pain. I would go to work and come home and lay down, because the only relief I got at all was to lay down flat. And you can't get a lot done when you're laying flat. It's kind of not a great place to be working from. Amen? And I kept praying. I don't know how many friends that were praying for me. Brothers and sisters in Christ. People that moved in miracles. People that I knew would pray. And nothing happened. And so September, I came down here for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I live about a 10-hour drive from here. So sitting was very difficult to do. And I'm like, "Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get to Georgia." But I knew I needed to get here. But God. The grace of God, it surpasses our understanding. The grace of God, he'll move when we think that there is no hope and there's no way. But God. So I came down here, and I would go minister, and then I would go lay down. I'd go minister, and I'd go lay down. It's just struggling in pain. And I had planned to take a team to the Dominican Republic last year in November. And Jerry and Anna Phillips, joined my team. And we went down to the third largest city in Dominican. It's called La Vega. And I've been there a number of times. And we went to minister, and I kept praying, God, my back has got to get better. I don't even know how I'm going to survive getting to the Dominican the way I was feeling. I'm 3 hours away from the airport, 3-hour car ride. It was plane ride from D.C. to New York, and another plane ride from New York down to the Dominican. How am I going to do this? And I'm like, God, I know I need to be there. My presence is to be there. And I'm sick, I'm hurting. God, help me. Just crying out. So the Lord told me to go. A friend of mine was having a conference in Albany, New York. And I'm like, God, that's 5-hour drive in the car. I went to the conference. My friend and his team prayed for me. I felt a little better. Still struggling. I sat through the evening. They actually prayed for me in the afternoon before the conference started. I went back to the hotel, got a bite to eat, went back to the thing, and I'm sitting in the chair. My back is hurting, and I'm wiggling, and I'm squirming in the chair. God, I know that you told me to come to this conference. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, in all things, we got to give thanks. Even through the pain, give thanks. Through the problems that we have, give thanks. Next day, I went to the conference, same thing. I'm sitting there in a chair, and I'm hearing about every other word because I can't sit. I'm not comfortable. I'm hurting. Conference is over with. Got in the car. Back still hurting. And I'm driving home, and I have to drive through New Jersey to get home. And I stopped in New Jersey to go to the bathroom, but the whole way down, I've got praise worship music going, and I'm praising God, and I'm thanking God, and I'm giving him all the glory for who he is. See, it's not about giving him glory for the stuff he gives us. It's giving him glory for who he is. And I stopped to go to the bathroom, and I got out of the car, and all of a sudden, I don't have any pain. I don't have any pain. Praise God. He healed my back. I canceled my appointment with the surgeon, and the surgeon called me up, and he's like, their office called up and said, you've missed your appointment. We've got to get you rescheduled. I'm like, no. You don't understand. But God, when we don't have hope, we think all is gone. It's but God. It's him. It is him. And I'm glad to stand here before you pain-free. I can move. I can jump. I can do all kinds of stuff because I give my God the glory. That's the God I serve. He is a healing God. 2 weeks ago was my birthday. And I had the awesome privilege to minister on my birthday. It was a Monday evening service. I was invited to a house. It was a church in somebody's house. They had turned the bottom of the apartment into a sanctuary, and they lived in the upstairs. And I didn't know these people. And I got a call, and they said, "We heard about you." I'm like, "You heard about me? God." But God. And so I go there. It's about an hour drive from my house. And I had my guitar with me, and I was leading worship and was praying. And the presence of God was so thick in that place, you could barely stand up. The presence. There was a lady that had been in a car accident who had had her foot, her tibia, her ankle, her femur, all the way had been crushed in a car accident. She'd been in severe pain, not able to do a whole lot. And she told me before I even started the service, she came up and introduced herself, and she said, "I've been having pain for so long. The next step, the doctor said, is to up pain medication." She says, "I don't want to do that." She says, I'm believing God. And I prayed for her at the end of the service. She not only was pain-free, but the bone in her leg just straightened out. The healing power of God. See, a lot of times we get to a point where we think, I can't do this anymore. But God. And God, I just release healing over Will. God, whatever he's doing right now, I release it over him now. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, I release healing. I command cancer to dry up and die in Jesus' name. I command healing. I release healing in his body now in the name of Jesus. I command every bit of pain to go in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray right now, Father, by your grace and by your love, whatever he and his wife are doing right now, I pray that they would feel the presence and the power of the living God. And God, I pray that they will just declare the works of the Lord. They will be able to run and not hide, but they would speak forth and thank God for the very thing that you're doing inside of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Woo. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is so good. I could stand here and tell you story after story after story of the healing I've seen God do. Physically, emotionally, he's a good God. He is a good God. We need to get a revelation that this good God lives in here. Amen. We know that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that lives inside of us. But do you know that same spirit that is in here spoke and the worlds came into existence? Do you know that that same spirit that lives in here is the same spirit that conquered death, hell, and the grave? So no matter what problem you're facing, no matter what pain you have in your spirit, it's time for it's time to know who you are. The Bible says, speak to the mountain. Whether your mountain is healing, or whether your mountain is financial, whether your mountain is, no matter what it is, you speak to that mountain. You speak to that mountain every single day, if you have to. You speak to that mountain until it moves. Hell, it's in you. The breath of God is in you. You are made in his image. Out of all the things that God created and all the beings that God created, guess what? You're the only one. Man is the only one made in the image of God. I want you to say this with me. I am made in the image of God. I am made in the image of God. Say it again. I am made in the image of God. Hallelujah. I am made in the image of God. See, that's good news. We need to get a revelation of the very thing of who we are, our identity in Christ. We know who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cheryl, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I am really excited to be in this area. I'm excited to be in your church. I have not met your pastors this morning, and I just, from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you. It's so good to be here. Just very quickly, if you're interested in going to another meeting tonight, I'll be at Glory City over at the Mission. Monday night, I'm going to be in Louisville. Tuesday night, at White Oak Ranch. Is that Blythe? Is that where that is? Blythe. Wednesday, I'm traveling up to Lancaster, South Carolina. Then I'll be back Friday for, what is the Christian, Channel 49. And then I'm driving to Swansea Saturday for a revival service this Saturday night and Sunday morning. And then I'm heading back to Maryland. So it's a busy week, but it's a good week. I love getting to share God with people. And there's a word that God is speaking over you today. And as I said, this is a word that I heard from, that the Lord told me, but he had me begin to develop this word. If you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And this is Paul speaking. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. First Corinthians 16, verses 8 and 9. And this is a word for this house in this moment and in this time. It says, "But I, Paul, will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost. For a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." I'm going to say that again. "But I," and it's Paul speaking, "will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost. For a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." See, Paul was between Passover and Pentecost. We are right now between Passover and Pentecost. Pentecost is an example and represents a mighty move of God. Did you hear me? A mighty move of God. We are moving into that area of the mighty move of God. This area, Augusta, Georgia, the CSRA, God says there's a flood of His glory that's going to be unprecedented, like you've never seen before. The glory of God is going to shine. You're going to see like the great Augusta flood, and it's not going to be water rising. It's going to be the glory of God rising among His people. It's time for us to take that boldness and that authority and step out and do the very thing that God has called us to be. There is a wide, effective door open to you. You've been waiting. Some of you have been waiting for a very, very long time. For a door to open. Maybe it's a door for finances. Maybe it's a door for healing. Maybe it's a door for wisdom, revelation, understanding. Maybe it's a door for perseverance. But I'm here today to tell you that there is a wide, effective door available to you. Just as Paul said, he was waiting in Ephesus. Go ahead, sister, give him some glory. There is a time. Amen. Woo. We're in that waiting period. We're waiting for the wide, effective door to open up. And Paul says there are many adversaries. See, Paul says when you're waiting for something, it's about to hit. What's about to hit? A wide door of effective service. A wide door. I want you to get that in your spirit. A wide door. This is no skinny door. It's a wide door. For effective service. It's a door that only God has opened for you. See, some of you have been going through some things that God has had them shut up in the spirit realm, waiting to reveal to you. He's waiting for you to step through that open door. Paul says there's many adversaries. I don't know about you, but I faced many adversaries. Who am I kidding? We all face adversaries. Amen. Sometimes our greatest adversary is ourselves. Doubt, fear. You can't do this. The enemy is constantly whispering at you. Are you crazy? You think you can do this thing that God Himself called you to do? That's when you rise up and you speak to your adversary. In the name of Jesus, I will break out of this mold. I will break out of this very thing that the enemy has me locked into. When the wide door for effective service is open and I speak to the adversaries have to go. This is a word for this body and also a word for the individual. I know many of you in here have ministries. You do things outside the church. You know, many preachers are always trying to get people into church, get people into church. But my job is to get the people out of the church and go do the work of God. Now, hear me now. I'm not saying go and leave and don't put Jesus behind you. I'm saying it's time for you to go out. Jesus said, you go into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't tell you to tap your neighbor and say, you go. I'm going to stay back here at home. He said, you lay hands on the sick and see them recover. He said, you cast out demons. He said, you speak to the mountain. A wide door. A wide door of effective service. And it's open to you. I don't know what it is that you've been waiting on, pastors. The door is so wide, and the door is so great for the very opportunity for you to do the thing that God's called you to do. I see expansion. I see movement. There's more. Guitar player. What, Josh, would you come up here real quickly, please? I've never met Josh before, but when I saw you up here this morning, the Lord says there's more. And God wants you to begin to move out from behind the music on the page, because he's going to begin to put music in here, words in here, prophetic words that are going to lead people to the presence quickly, and they're not going to want to leave. God says it's time to step out. That wide door of effective service is open to you. Amen. Amen. So God, we just declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And you, sir, I saw you back there playing the drums. And I looked at you, and the first word that came into my mind, into my spirit, was anchor. And the Lord says, you are an anchor. I don't know you, so I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do outside the church. But there is that you are an anchor. You are the anchor. You're the rock. You're the rock in the natural to those who come in contact with you, not only to this worship team, but I see you as an anchor for whatever it is you do out there. God says you're an anchor. And sometimes you may feel underappreciated, but God says he appreciates you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. See, isn't God good? He's awesome. He is awesome. So Paul says there's this wide door of effective service. So we've got to learn to speak the word. We've got, the Bible says there's death and life in the power of the tongue. We get pretty good at talking death. Oh man, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. You don't know what I've been through. It's hard. It's hard. It's tough. Well, guess what, honey? Life is hard. It was a hard thing for Jesus to get crucified and hang on that tree. Christian life never said it's going to be easy. So it's time to put your big girl pants on or your big boy panties and say, let's go. No. A wide door for effective service. Here's the key. You don't want to miss the first opportunity, because I see as you walk through the wide door of effective service, the doors are going to fly open. Boom, 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 boom. It takes that act of faith to step out. It takes that act of faith to go through the first door. We're sitting back here and we're going doubt and fear and anxiety, and we don't know if we can make it or not. Hallelujah. But but it's open to you. And everything, believer, is in you. Because the one who spoke the worlds into existence lives in here. The one who bent down and took the dust of the earth and breathed lives in you. You don't think you're equipped. You don't think you're good enough. You don't think you have enough money. You don't think you have enough know-how, enough education. You don't think you have this or you don't have that. I'm here to tell you today that the power of the living God lives inside of you, and everything you need in the kingdom is in here. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Finances, nothing. Too many times we want to think that our checkbook is equal to what I can do. But God. Amen. But God. A wide door for effective service. I see we're running out of time, so I got to get through this real quickly. Doors mean access, opportunities. And you need to remember this. The opportunity comes with many adversaries. Too many times I hear Christians say, God tells them to do something, and they begin moving out in it, and they're going, oh my gosh, this happened, that happened. Boy, if this and that is happening, this must not be God. But I'm here to tell you, there are adversaries in front of that wide, effective door. You know you're in the right place when the adversaries are barking at your door. An adversary is defined as a person, group, or force that opposes you. Satan is opposing you all the time. Why? Because he hates God. And God lives in you. The door is not going to be easy, but it's a door of entrance. And there's three quick scriptures I want to give you today. The good news. Hosea 2:15. It says, then I will give her vineyards there and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. And she will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. That valley of Achor is actually a muddy valley in the valley of Jericho that didn't produce. But God, in his infinite mercy, he made it a place for the herds to lie down. So it was a place that caused terrible trouble, but it's now a source of blessing. I'm here today to tell you that there is an acre of hope. The door of hope is here for you. Don't give up. Keep going. Don't quit, because the valley of Achor is here for you. It's a place that may have been causing you terrible trouble. But God. But God. It's a source of blessing. See, there's always hope. Not worldly hope, but godly hope. Acts number 14, verse 27. It says, a door of faith. And this is at the church of Antioch. And it says, when they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all things that God had done with them, to how he opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. See, you got to believe him to walk through it. The enemy wants you to stay there, but there's a door of faith being released over you today. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is what the substance of things hoped for. So faith is a substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You haven't begun to see. As they used to say, you ain't seen nothing yet, because what God is about to do is something you haven't done before. What God is about to do, you've not seen before. You're going to begin to walk through that wide door of effective service, and you are going to begin to move in the things of God. There's no adversary that can stand in your way. There's no roadblock that's going to come against you, because there's a wide door of effective service, and it's open to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the open door. He's opening up in this season. This is the year of the open door. The hour has come. The time is now. And the third door is the third of the door of utterance. From Colossians 4:3, it says, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door of the word so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I also have been in prison. See, it's the opportunity to speak. You have it in here, and it's roaring to come out. You're not going to stay back and be timid any longer. It's time for the lion of the tribe of Judah to rise up inside of you. And you begin to speak to those mountains. It's time for you to speak to those adversaries. Doubt, you must go in the name of Jesus. Fear, you must go in the name of Jesus. Everything, every scheme that the enemy has planned and plotted and tried to come against you with, God says, speak it forth. The door of utterance. Three doors. One giant door. See, we got to learn to heed what comes out of our mouths. Amen? We can't just be speaking and saying any old thing. Revelation 3:8 says, behold, I have set before you an open door which no man can close. I'm here to tell you that the door that Jesus is opening up is a wide door of effective service. It's a door that no man can close. It's a door that no enemy, adversary can stop. It's a wide door. See, too many times, I want you to picture this in your mind. Here's a door, and the adversaries are standing in front of it. They're in wrestling mode. They're in a wide stance. They're dug in for the duration. You can't do this. You weren't born to do this. You were born on the wrong side of the tracks. You don't have any money. Your hair color's all wrong. You're the wrong age. You can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Ha, ha, ha. But God, the authority that rests in you because of who lives inside of you, you begin to speak. Doubt, go. Fear, go. In the name of Jesus, pour the blood of Jesus on them. Apply the blood. And all of a sudden, these enemies, they got to move out of the way. There's a wide door for effective service opening for you, getting ready for a mighty move of God. The flood's already started because a flood begins with a single drop of rain. It's raining. It's raining. And God is saturating the earth with His Spirit. He's saturating His earthen vessels with who He is. A wide door of effective service. There's so many adversaries, sometimes you can't even see the door. I thought, God, I thought you called me to do this. But everywhere is a roadblock. Can't get through the door. I don't know what's going on, God. There are so many adversaries, I can't even know. I don't know. Here is the revelation, and I'm closing with this. Adversaries don't congregate around closed doors. Enemies want to stop your access. Speak what's in here. Speak what's in here. So, how many of you in here today have been facing an adversary? Just lift your hands up. Amen. I want you all to stand now. because the Lord wants to release the spirit of the open over you today. So let's just lift our hands before heaven and begin to praise God. God, we thank you. We honor you, Jesus. You are King of glory. Open your mouth and tell him that you love him. Open your mouth and declare that he is Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Rasinda bore shanda barka. Rosonda baboshe te kababa. Rasinda bashato banda babore tai. There is a wide door of effective service, and it's waiting for Life Ministries. It's waiting. It's Life Ministries International. There's more international, Pastor, that you're going to be doing. More international that God is calling you to. And there's some of you who God has called to go international to the nations, and you've been sitting back on your butt and you've been saying, I can't go. I don't have any money. I can't get time off work. I can't do this. I can't do that. But somebody at home is going to miss me. God says, go. So today, Father, we thank you for the spirit of the open. And so in the name of Jesus, I release the spirit of the open over you today. The spirit of the open. That which is closed is about to be open to you. The spirit of the open. Those closed doors that you thought you'd never open up. Today is the day. Now is the time. Oh God, we praise you. We bless you, Jesus, in this house. God, I thank you for this house, and I thank you for what you're doing in our midst. But God, I thank you for what you're about to do, God. Father, I just thank you for a holy boldness to take over this place. Father, where there's been timidity, God, that there would be boldness. Where there has been lack, God, there would be increase. God, where there's been no favor, that favor would be released in greater realms. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor. You need to keep praising God. You go right ahead. And I know you guys have to be out of here, but I'm going to be over here if anybody would like prayer. You are more than welcome. I'd love to pray for you.
Great.
And also, real quickly, I've got some papers here, a short-term ministry opportunity. If you'd like to give, join the team, you need to come talk to me if you want to join the team or pray for us. Going back to the Dominican Republic in October, and I have some cards here. Jerry's going to set them back on that back table for me, and you feel free to get them. So, Pastor, thank you so much.
Thank you. What a good word, huh? As always, I want to give you guys an opportunity to sow into Connie's ministry. So if you'll just prepare to do that, and I'll get our elders to get the baskets and stuff. And while we're getting ready to do that, I want to pray. You know what came to my mind? That's such a good word. How many times do we pray for open doors? Mm-hmm. I mean, every situation we get into, we pray, God, we need an open door for a job. We need an open door for this. And we never think about the adversaries blocking it. Mm-hmm. I mean, goodness gracious, that's a good word this morning, I'm telling you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Let's y'all extend your hands as they pass the baskets. And there ain't no doubt that God healed your back.
Amen.
Not the way you jumping up and down.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's awesome. Father, thank you for bringing Connie our way. I'm glad we didn't miss this blessing, Lord. And so, Lord, in return, we want to bless her. Father, she's got a pretty rigorous schedule ahead of her, but Lord, you set that up so you will equip her. You will give her strength. You will let her walk in your peace as she goes everywhere that she needs to go. And Father, we again just thank you for healing her back, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. And so, Lord, we just speak blessings back on Connie today, Lord. And every place her footsteps, Lord God, you ordained that. Lord, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.